This is the Gen X Gamer Podcast.
What's going on, guys? Welcome back for another episode of the Gen X Gamer Podcast. I'm your host, Matty Ice, and this is your favorite podcast. So this episode is a very special episode to me. I could not wait to get this episode out. I've been waiting on this game. It finally dropped, and I put 7 hours in, and yes, I know that's not a whole lot of time, but I'm just so excited to push this episode out and talk about this game and let you know my thoughts and opinions. Being 7 hours in, but as I stated, I know that's not really a whole lot of time. I just got to talk about this game because I love it so much, and I honestly believe it's going to win Game of the Year. But judging by the title, you're going to know what game I'm talking about, like, right off the rip. So without further ado, let's get right into it. So Final Fantasy 16 is, to me, I think is a fantastic game. I think it's perfect in every single way. That's just my opinion. I'm not stating that it's perfect. I'm not proving a point. I'm just trying to say that I think it's a perfect game in every single way. I love the story so far. I love the combat. I love the graphics. The graphics are, you know, there's a little bit of, like, because I play on PS5, obviously, because the game is PS5 only as of right now. It's going to be coming out on PC a little bit later down the road, but as of right now, it's only on PS5, and I play all my games in performance mode. I don't really care about fidelity. I'd rather have the 60 frames a second over the beautiful graphics. So I always pick performance mode, and in performance mode, it runs relatively well. There's a few spots where you can see, you know, I mean, where it probably drops down to like sub 60 frames a second, maybe in the mid 50s sometimes. But I mean, when you're fighting, it seems like it stays locked at a solid 60. I mean, to me, it runs great. For me to find any faults in this game, I really have to nitpick it. And to me, it really stands out to me a lot. Like I say, I've been waiting on this game since announcement. And when it comes to the Final Fantasy series, going back to all the other Final Fantasy games, the only Final Fantasy games I've ever played is Final Fantasy VII Remake and then Final Fantasy 16. Now, each game is a standalone game. You don't really have to play the games in succession from, you know, Final Fantasy 1 all the way up to 16, because each game is a standalone game. They all have their own storylines, their own characters and whatnot, but a lot of the games are turn-based, and as hard as I've tried to get into turn-based games, I really can't get into them. I don't really care for them. I've tried to, and I know I may be missing a lot of good games by not really liking turn-based, and trust me when I say this, I've given them a fair chance. I've tried them, and I just really can't get into them. But Final Fantasy VII Remake really, I mean, it's got a little bit of turn-based in it, but it's more action-oriented than anything. And I think that's what really jumped out at me. But I never did finish up Final Fantasy VII Remake. I'm about midway through it. I bought it on both PS5 and PC. And I'm kind of like tit for tat as far as like PS5 and PC. I'm like kind of in the same spot on both versions of it, on PS5 and PC. But I love that game. I mean, the combat is great in Final Fantasy VII. And it's a lot more action than it is turn-based. I mean, you can, you know, make some turn-based decisions while you're fighting. But Final Fantasy VII Remake is fantastic. I mean, to me, not as good as 16 is, but I mean, it's right up there. And I'm also excited about, you know, Final Fantasy VII Rebirth, because it's like 7 Remake, but this time you're out of Midgar and you're more open world. But jumping back into 16, I mean, like I say, I'm only 7 hours in, so it's really kind of hard to sit down and say, you know, give you a full-on review. So I'm going to call this, you know, episode First Impressions. Usually when I complete a game or I put more hours in than 7 hours, I'll name the episode like Let's Talk. I'll say Let's Talk and then the name of the game. But for this one, I'm going to say First Impressions, because, I mean, 7 hours in, you can't really sit down and give a full review. And, you know, really, seven hours into the game, I feel like I've barely scratched the surface. But like I said, I was just so excited to sit down and talk about this, because I've been waiting on this game for forever. You know, 2023, as everyone has stated, this year has been a great year for gaming. I mean, there's just been so many great games just dropping left and right, and my wallet's really taking a beating because of that. But I mean, it's a good problem to have, and I'm not really complaining about it. But at the same time, you know, I've been playing all these other games that's been dropping, you know, like Diablo 4, Resident Evil 4 Remake. I've been playing all these games that's been coming out, you know, just biding my time, you know, and I constantly kept a check on Twitter, you know, YouTube videos and whatnot, just, you know, keeping a check and see what's going on with Final Fantasy 16. Just waiting for this game to drop. And when they released the beta or the demo or whatnot, I jumped on there and I played that demo. And I absolutely, from the first time I played the demo, I really fell in love with it from the get-go. And it's really cool that they have it where, you know, what you do in the demo actually, like, you know, transfers over to the full game. But I mean, I don't know if that's automatic or something you have to do. But I just like I erased my gameplay from the demo that I did off the off of my PS5 because I wanted to start fresh. I mean, I just wanted to start all over again. And but I thought that was really cool. And Square Enix, they do that a lot. If they put out demos, 9 times out of 10, you can transfer what you've done in that demo over to the full game. But I just wanted to start over because, I mean, I just love Final Fantasy 16 that much. Like I say, the combat, I mean, a lot of people are saying the combat is a lot like Devil May Cry. And I mean, it really is. I can see that. But I really like the Devil May Cry games. I just like the fast action combat. And that's what it is in this game. But to me, being 7 hours in right now, I absolutely love it. And I mean, I can see me once I finish up this game, probably going back through it again. The reason I say that, I mean, I've already told some people, you know, that's asked me, oh, hey, you know, Matt, what do you think about Final Fantasy 16? And I've told quite a few people, you know, I mean, as I've stated on this podcast many times before, The Witcher 3 is my favorite game of all time. And right now I'm kind of putting Final Fantasy 16 right, you know, right behind The Witcher. I mean, I'm not going to say it's better than The Witcher, but I mean, it's almost as good as to me. But this is my opinion. This is the way I feel about the game. But I'm just loving Final Fantasy 16. Now, like, you know, like I say, I wanted to sit down and just I was so excited to talk about it. And you know, I just got through. I just made it to another part of the game. I'm not going to spoil the game for anyone who hasn't gotten it yet. I know there's possibly a lot of people out there that really want to play it and just haven't had a check to haven't had a chance to get it yet. But I'm not going to spoil the game. I want each and every one of you guys to, you know, experience the game for yourself. And, you know, if you're on the fence about it, like I say, there is a demo. Go, you know, go out there, download the demo. I think it's like maybe 18 gigs. It's not that big. And give the demo a try and see if you like it. And if you do, then I definitely highly recommend 100% picking up the full game. I'm, and like I say, 7 hours in, I'm loving it right now. I think it's a fantastic game. I think it's perfect to me, in my opinion, and I really think it's going to win Game of the Year. It's a really strong contender right now because I know everyone's probably thinking that Tears of the Kingdom is going to win, but Tears of the Kingdom isn't getting my vote. So I think I'm going to end this podcast. It's just a short, sweet little episode, but I think I'm going to end it right here. But definitely do give Final Fantasy 16 a try if you were like me and really don't like the turn-based style games. This one is 100% action-based. There's no turn-based, no decision-making or anything like that. It's 100% action. So if you're on the fence about it, you know, you take my word for it. I know I'm just a little indie podcaster, and I'm not one of the big dogs, but I'm giving you my, 100% scout's honor that it's, you know, it's full action-based, and it's a fantastic game. And as I've stated over and over, I really think it's a perfect game, and it's getting my vote for Game of the Year 100%. Without further ado, guys, that's going to be it for the episode. Go to Twitter. Check out the Twitter page. Also go to Spotify, Apple, leave a review on the show. And you know, I say this at the end of every show, but I really want you guys to share my podcast and, you know, spread the word about it. This is a little small podcast, but I'd like to be up there, you know, with maybe a Joe Rogan one day, but I can't do that without your guys' help. So by all means, go to Twitter, drop a comment, let me know you've been there. You know, we'll respond back, and then go to Spotify and Apple and leave a review. Any little thing helps spread the show around. But without further ado, I'm going to end the show right here because I've got to get back on Final Fantasy 16 and get some more game time in and play some more. So I'll catch you guys on the next episode. You guys be cool. Keep on gaming. Peace.